Hello everyone and welcome to the Apple Juice Show, where we bring you the latest in hot Apple tech in convenient juice form. Episode 22 for Saturday, October 11th, 2008. So how are we doing, guys? We've got a wide variety of different things. We got some Mac news and we got some iPhone news. So, I mean, that's great for all of us. So, this past week, on Monday, October 6th, 2008, some people were looking into different things there with the iPhone 2.2 beta that Apple released to the developers. And there were some different things. Like, they're basically buried inside. So, support for Japanese emoji icons, a popular feature of Japanese phones. The lack of emoji support has been blamed as a part of the reason for slow iPhone adoption in Japan. There is now support for the Google Street Views for Google Maps. So, I mean, I use Google Maps all the time. So, I mean, if you guys do, that's great. So it's what the street view allows you to do, or users to do, is to view a panoramic street view levels of photographs in select cities. So I mean, probably here in Orlando, they will have a bunch of pictures there within Google Maps application. The feature has recently been demoed on Google's Android phone, so that's pretty great. Also, there is a common request for the iPhone keyboard setting, which is allow users to disable the iPhone correction. Apple has no date on when the 2.2 firmware will be available. On same day, Apple has already reached 10 million iPhone sales in 2008. What a great thing. Because I have an iPhone. I mean, I want everyone to have an iPhone. I see a bunch of people out there with iPhones at my school, everywhere. So the goal was to hit 10 million iPhone sales in 2008. The goal has been, as Apple stated when the first announced an iPhone in January 2007. They had a goal and they have reached it. So it's great. The actual number of headsets sold versus manufacturers depended on the variety of factors, including the amount of inventory Apple carries in a retail chain, defects that were sold and then exchanged, display models, etc. So that's great to hear. Apple's doing well. All of you that have iPhones, I love to hear that from you guys, because I mean, iPhones are the best thing I've ever had in my life. Tell you the truth, any phone I've had was crap, but to tell you the truth, iPhone has been, this is the iPhone 3G and the 2.0 software and 2.1, 2.2, you know, 2.2 is not out yet, but 2.1 did a major update to the 2.0, which the 2.1 should have been at the first part, so that's great to hear. Now we have, on Thursday, October 9th, 2008, a couple days ago, there was a speculation of Apple is going to be launching an $800 laptop. Let's see, the price list for Apple's upcoming, there's 12-year points ranging from $800 to $3,100. The current laptops are said to have only 8 retail price points, 3 MacBooks starting at $1,099, and 3 MacBook Pros, and 2 MacBook Airs, actually. There has been speculation that Apple could be dropping the price of their MacBooks ahead of an economic turndown. Analysts predicted the drop would go as far as $999 from $1,099. So an $800 MacBook would be represent of a $300 drop from the current low end. So if there was a $300 drop, that would be great. I mean, that'd be make me be able to afford one, make a bunch of more people be able to afford one, because I struggled being able to afford the one I have right now. So That's pretty great. As a result, it's feasible that, assuming this is true, this might be a rumor. This is a rumor. No one knows. These rumor predicts rumor products lists could foretell the announcements for early next week. If so, we will hear likely further confirmation from other retail sources. That would be a great thing if Apple launched an $800 laptop. That would be great for everyone I know, because I know a bunch of people that are trying to get computers right now, and I'm telling them to go with Apple, but they're like, Apple's so expensive that they're saving up for one. So if this goes down, they'll be able to afford one sooner or later. So Apple launches an iPhone developer tech talk. So what this is for Apple technology evangelists and engineers will soon be able to travel the globe bringing iPhone development expertise to a city near us. So learn about the tools and technologies you'll be able to create great iPhone applications. Then work with experts to optimize the code that we've created, the code we've written up. Refine your user interface and apply the knowledge to gain from the recessions to enhance capabilities of your iPhone application. It's a 12-hour traveling session offers lecture on Objective-C, iPhone user interface design, game development, and much more. So the first talk is going to be on October 22nd in San Francisco, with additional U.S. sessions scheduled for Los Angeles, Austin, Chicago, New York, and Seattle. International locations include Europe, India, Asia, Pacific. So basically, for all of us that are developers out there, we will be able to go to these meetups, meet all their developers, and talk to them about the iPhone app development, everything like that. I know a couple people that are developing some apps, and I'm debating on whether to sign up for the developer launch or not. I mean, the developer program, let's say, or not. So we're just waiting to find out more information. So also, same day about the launch and everything, that was on Thursday, October 9th. Engadget and Gizmodo posted. So I mean, I go to all these sites. So Engadget and Gizmodo have posted photos of an invite from the Apple media event, which will take place on October 14th, which is next week, in Apple's campus in Cupertino at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it reads, "The spotlight turns to notebooks." So that means it's an event for notebooks only. Basically, what is the rumors about the MacBooks and the MacBook Pros, the leaked photos and everything like that? That's basically what they're going to probably be talking about. Everybody's been speculating new MacBooks and everything with like aluminum, like the MacBooks to look like the MacBook Pros and everything like that. So we'll just have to wait until October 14th. Now we have some new information here from yesterday. So basically, it's 4 days. It's actually 3 days from the Apple's notebook event, with this rumor that continues to ramp up. And I watched a video on a new MacBook, and it was going to retain on an outer plastic design with incorporating the aluminum inner frame. And they will. That's going to supposed to describe the final product as a two-tone, and expect a new MacBook to come in black at a minimum. So, what this means, or actually, there's the video. So that video will be in the show notes. I will be sure to link. That's claimed to be the new MacBook, but looks identical to the current MacBook Air, with the exception to the name MacBook, stamped on the front. In fact, the video doesn't even match up with the photos that were published 2 days ago, 3 days ago, which were similar to the case, but with the power button in a different location, which the power button is on the side where the MacBook Pros is. So, I mean, I'm just waiting. I'll just wait until have a podcast go out next week. And we will find out what went with the new MacBook. So this has been a wonderful episode of the Apple Juice Show. Episode 22. If you're interested in sponsorship, please email sales@applejuiceshow.com. Our email, anything, you can email us info@applejuiceshow.com. You can visit us on the web, applejuiceshow.com. We're looking for sponsors. Come on, people. This episode has been brought to you by Core Cases, where they make cases for your iPhone. So iPhone, iPod Touch, iPod, the whole iPhone, iPod line. So go out there and purchase your Core Case for your iPhone. Very great case. Use the code APPLEJUICE to get $5 off any order. Thank you very much, Core Cases. Twitter.com/GDrage. Please follow. We're doing a contest coming up soon. In the next couple podcasts, we'll announce the giveaway. What will it be? Probably an iPhone case or an iPod Touch case. I'm not sure yet. Have a great day, everyone. Have a great evening, morning. In the Apple Juice Show with George Ridge.